Well, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at Life Point in Westerville. This past Sunday was Easter Sunday, and we got to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Here's a passage that we got to share from John chapter 20. It says, "Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early while it was still dark and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, 'They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him.' So Peter went out with the other disciple, and they were going toward the tomb, but both of them were running together. But the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. And stopping to look in, he saw the linen clothes lying there, but he did not go in. And Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen cloths laying there, and the face cloth which had been on Jesus' head, not lined with the linen clothes, but folded up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, whom had reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. And as of yet they did not understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. And the disciple went back to their homes." I mean, can you just imagine that moment for the disciples? That 3 days earlier, they had watched Jesus become crucified. They watched him die, and they watched him be buried. They all were hiding out, afraid that maybe the authorities were going to come get them. And then that morning, Mary Magdalene and some other women from the other accounts that you read in Scripture went to the tomb. The body wasn't there. They go back and they get the disciples, and they start running. I love how John, who calls himself the disciple whom Jesus loved, I love how he says, "And he outran Peter." Isn't that just like a storyteller who wants to convey that, hey, I'm faster than Peter? But they get there, and the interesting thing is that John believes, but Peter is not yet ready to believe. What is it that they saw when they looked into the tomb? Now, if you read the chapter prior, you realize that they had put 75 pounds of spices on Jesus' body. As was their custom, when someone died in that culture, they would wrap linens around them, and they would pack spices on them and wrap them again and pack more spice and wrap them again. Think of it as kind of like what you might imagine as a mummy. And the idea was that would kind of help just as to keep the smell down and whatnot as the body would be buried. They would place the one in a tomb, and in Jesus' case, they put a big rock in front of that tomb. And here's the thing, you know, the reason that the empty tomb is such a big deal is because who would benefit most if the tomb was empty? Everyone knew in that community that Jesus had been talking about how he was going to die and be raised again. He talked about how the temple, he would destroy the temple, and 3 days again, he would raise it. He talked about how he would give them the same sign as that of Jonah, that as 3 days and three nights was Jonah in the belly of a whale, so would the Son of Man be in the earth. I mean, these are things that people knew about. And so the Romans placed a guard in front of the tomb to make sure that body would stay in there, because the Romans, it was in their best interest that body was going to stay there. Squash this uprising. And what about the Jewish leaders? Of course, they want the body to stay in there. They're trying to squash this whole movement, which in their mind is blasphemy. Now, the disciples were the only ones who really would benefit if Jesus came back from the dead, if the body couldn't be found, because then they could simply make a lie and say, you know what? He's not there. See, he rose from the grave. But that's the thing. Why would they make up a lie like that? They go back to the tomb. Peter doesn't believe, but John does. What did they see? John took one look at those clothes. There must have been something about the way they were lying there. The one was, the headpiece was folded up and laid over by the side, as if someone went right through them. John instantly believes. Do you know that when Jesus did appear to them, when he finally appeared to every one of them, those disciples went to their deaths believing that Jesus had rose from the dead. And this is one of the things about the empty tomb, because the only other explanation that you really have is that somehow maybe the disciples made up the story. But it doesn't make sense, because they would have had to all agree, hey, we're going to our deaths with the story. You know, some other people have suggested that maybe what happened is that Jesus was kind of mostly dead, you know, when he went into the grave, and that he resuscitated. Well, that, how would you survive the 75 pounds of packing that's on your body? He would, if he had come to, he would have ripped it all off. But when the disciples looked at the grave clothes, John looked and goes, huh. He perceived something had happened there that was miraculous. If there was some kind of a hallucination, maybe people have suggested that maybe the disciples hallucinated. But the reality is that Jesus appeared to more than 500 people at one time on a mountainside. He appeared to James and John, his brothers, and they were convinced. I mean, you'd have to do something pretty amazing to convince your brother that you're the Son of God and you came back from the dead. But all of these people went to their deaths believing that they had seen and interacted with the risen Christ. That's the miracle of the empty tomb. And what it means for you and I is that Christ is alive and our sins are forgiven when we place our faith in him. We have a risen Christ who loves us. And it's an exclamation point of the love of God and the grace and mercy of God that Jesus is alive. The tomb is empty. And you and I are the recipients of the grace and mercy of God. God, we thank you so much for who you are and what you did through the gospel and through the cross and through the resurrection. We love you and we praise you. Take a second and just talk to the Lord and praise his name for the risen Christ.